This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kanye West has a new gig he's trying to get going. Not music so much, but what's being called a creative agency, the definition of which he's been kind of vague about. He's been trying to get venture capital money, seed money, from people in Silicon Valley, which hasn't really been working out so well for him. LaToya Peterson is the founder and editor of Racialicious.com. It's a site that covers pop culture and race as well. LaToya, good to have you with us.
Hey, happy to be here.
Why is Kanye not getting any love on this thing? Why don't VCs want to invest in him?
Well, you know, the problem is that Kanye's reputation has preceded him on a lot of his projects, right? He is a visionary. He is a great mind. But at the same time, he is notoriously difficult to work with. And it's not really clear if he has a vision on the project for Donda outside of an awesome creative agency, which is a great idea, but it doesn't necessarily make a business model.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to read you a quote of his and get your take on this one. He said, like, whatever idea I have, I want to bring it to fruition. Willy Wonka didn't stop making chocolate because he was making other things. So clearly the inference is he can do lots and make music, but what is that lots, right?
Yeah, and the other problem is that I think that a lot of celebrities in general, this is not just a Kanye problem, tend to overreach a bit, and they assume that because they were good or talented at this one part of society, this one section, that will automatically transfer to everything else. Like, it's like a celebrity Midas touch.
How much of a factor will it be that, you know, Kanye is a black guy in the music industry trying to talk to mostly white guys in the tech industry to get some money?
You know, it's interesting because race is definitely playing a role with this, but I think it's more in how people perceive his attitude, right? So if Kanye was, say, more of a Zuckerberg type, right? Yeah. Young white guy, just dropped out of Harvard, was like, I had the best idea on the planet. I feel like he'd be received better in Silicon Valley than he is for his persona as a brash musician. I think there's still a lot of racial coding with that. At the same time, though, he doesn't really have a track record in Silicon Valley, and it's not as if other rappers haven't tried to go there. Like MC Hammer and Chamillionaire are trying to make a presence for themselves in Silicon Valley. So it's not unheard of that people are going through and trying to invest and doing other things. It's just a little weird for Kanye to suddenly pivot and say, this is where I want to be.
This kind of goes to a balance sheet question that we might not have the answer to, but why does Kanye need VC investment? Why does he need tech investment? Can't he just bootstrap this thing? Isn't he doing well enough?
So there's been this really interesting shift online where Kanye is trying to almost build legitimacy in these different places, right? Like, notice that Kanye has not done the typical rapper's guide to fashion, like the way that Rockaware and Baby Fat did, where they went for mass market retailers. They wanted to be in Nordstrom. They wanted to be accessible to people on the streets. Kanye was like, no, I want to be high fashion. I want to premiere at Fashion Week. Like, for him, it's really about image and it's about mainstream credibility. And so for him, yeah, he could invest. He could open his creative agency with the money that he has, probably, that he blows on, you know, Cristal or whatever they're drinking nowadays. I don't know. I'm getting old. But, you know, whatever you spend in the club, right? Yeah. He can open the agency on that. But it's more important for him to have that buy-in from what he sees as power players.
Right.
And it's, you know, just one of those things that continually haunts him, his quest for legitimacy and his quest to be kind of at the forefront of all fields. So to him, I think that investing his own money would almost be like a failure to him because he couldn't get the buy-in from the players that he wanted to.
LaToya Peterson, she runs a website called Racialicious.com. LaToya, thanks very much.
Thank you.